Hello, this is Amy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. And many of you who have been listening each and every week for a very, very long time, we want you to know that we appreciate each and every one of you. It has been a joy through these 25 years. And every time I say those numbers, it's a little bit of a shock, but a good one. And we are thrilled to be today continuing to expand and air Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, as well as our national full-size newspaper that I just mentioned called the Healthy Referral Newspaper. In fact, this would be a good time to mention, if you are a preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news, anything that is about doing good on the planet, we would love to talk with you, to share with you how you can become part of the Healthy Referral Newspaper. We have people all over the world, all over the country, and each and every day it amazes us to continue to hear from people who are beginning to take charge of their well-being, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So we are all at a time in history that is very, very awesome. And we knew, my business partner Tom Katowski and myself, knew when we started that it was something that would continue to expand. And even though we started out of Cleveland, Ohio area, it was very evident very quickly that this would be something that would be a global energy. So once again, thank you so much for all of your support, both for the Healthy Referral Newspaper, the radio show, and also we have produced expos for 15 years, large expos having to do with the same kinds of things. And we love that aspect of it, too, because it brings a huge group of people together and speakers for 2.5 or so days. So we are looking to continue to do those, and we have some thoughts and some ideas that we will let you know and share with you as time goes on. As you know, we do interviews each week. And, of course, this week I am very excited about our next interview. That the way that it came is always just awesome for us, because we have connections with many people, of course, around the world. And one of the things that we are also involved in are a number of trade exchange groups. And through those organizations, we are meeting phenomenal people. And I am going to really just say a few words about Amy Brock, who I will be bringing on here in a second, and she's in the wings. And Amy, I'm only going to tell a little bit about, because I'd rather she spread the word about herself. Amy is a spiritual intuitive and life coach, is the chief vision officer of what's called Fresh Health and Life Spas and Inspired Visionary Services. She is located in the Orlando, Florida area, and of course I know that what she does expands way beyond Orlando, Florida. And she serves as an international spiritual life consultant and healing medium. And that's all I'm going to say. And before I bring her on, I came across this poem, and I thought it was quite appropriate for today's show, of course, probably for any show. But and as soon as I go ahead and share this, I'm going to bring Amy on. It is called Happy Today. Happy today, that's how I'll stay. Sadness, despair, I don't care to share. In misery and moaning, in sighing and groaning, happy today. This is my way, smiles and kind words, listening to birds, feel sunshine inside, self-esteem and pride, happy today. Take time to play, lunch with a friend, go shopping and spend time for yourself, time on your health, happy today. Self-love is the way. Try yoga or meditate, a crossword or cogitate, or, on poems and rhyme on the passing of time. And actually, that was given to us a long time ago, and it was written by Pauline Oliver. I always like to mention the author of anything that we share. So, Amy, are you in the wings?
I am here and happy to be so.
Hey, hello, hello.
Hi. Thank you for that. That was a beautiful poem.
Absolutely. But like I said, I do my best not to share a whole lot about the person because I'd rather you yourself expand upon things. So, Amy, I think what would be a great place to begin would be many people hear the term intuitive or spiritual intuitive or, you know, even life coach. But what does that really mean for a person when they're hearing that? What does the terminology actually mean?
Sure. For me, what it means is that I actually have the ability to connect with the other side, whether that be with someone who's deceased, who's moved on into the next plane of existence, or someone's own soul's voice that's here in this physical body. It's very similar to what someone would say is a psychic medium, but because of the connotations that psychic has, I opt to describe myself as a spiritual intuitive because I think I just basically am just reaching into my own intuition that's highly sensitive and expanding that to the vibrations of another person, whether they're deceased or alive. And that means that I can actually see, I'm a clairvoyant dominant, which means I can see the pictures of someone who's passed over, symbols, imagery regarding someone who's actually in the physical as well, and get messages from the other side regarding their past, their soul contract, their future, past experiences, and kind of make sense of what's happened. I also am a claircognizant, which just means I have a knowing, and I also am clairsentient, which means I can feel certain symptoms of someone and what they would normally feel, like an empathic person where I can feel, sense, know different sensations that would help me understand more about that person's individual journey.
And Amy, did you realize this about yourself pretty early on?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. I actually felt like I always had a special sensitivity to spiritual things ever since I was a child. My mom would share that, you know, I would, you know, see things as a little girl. But as you kind of get more mature and get older, especially coming from a very traditional Christian home, those things are kind of thought of as sacred and you don't really speak about them. So I think as I got older, I kind of shut that part of myself down. And then in my 20s, I kind of began to experience similar things, but I was fearful because I was kind of conditioned that those are not from God and that they
right.
also things are scary, right? And so
right.
I didn't really have the realization of the magnitude of what I could do or experience until about 2 or 3 years ago when I started kind of meeting other people who were mediums and understanding that I wasn't alone in this world. And there are many people that are highly intuitive and then just don't understand where to go or how to express it or how to manage it. And that's one of the things that I hope to actually accomplish is helping people understand that all of us have intuition. We just need to understand what it is that we have so that we can use it to serve others and to serve ourselves.
I am hearing every word you're saying, and I'd have to say, listeners, that I personally know exactly what Amy is saying. I believe that many of us many of us. In fact, perhaps, you know, all of us come into this plane of existence with some level of remembering. And what I mean about what that is, you know, it's remembering our direct connection to that creative source, that creative energy, whatever one wants to call it. I personally don't care what one calls it. and it's amazing because what you said is so true. It's like we come onto this plane, and it's such an opportunity to grow in who we really are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and that's what, you know, I completely agree that we all come in with some kind of light of recognition, and we have soul recognition that when we see people, we're like, gosh, there's something familiar about them. I think that's actually a soul recognition that we have experienced some kind of energetic, you know, relationship with them at one point, and our soul remembers, and then when we feel things, we're around people, that's an indication that we're receiving information that's going to help us understand more about that. You know, I kind of see myself as someone who's, you know, it's kind of like we're all singers, right? We all have the ability to sing in some way. Some of us sing in the shower, some of us sing in the radio, you know, with the radio. Some of us actually are opera singers. Some of us, you know, sing karaoke. And singing to me is like having intuition, right? We all can sing.
Yes.
Some of us are better than others. Some of us whistle, you know, whatever. We all communicate in some way. I happen to be someone who might be like compared to like an opera singer. I can sing really well, or I can sense things really well because I was given that gift of sensitivity. But it doesn't mean that anybody can't develop it. It just may, there might be more, some things I'm more naturally able to do because I do believe I have a gift. But there's not, doesn't mean that people can't, you know, expand, you know, what they have, or can't learn more about how they sense information from our creative source, as you said, or God, or love, or light, or however you identify it. I think it's just a matter of understanding that, and that's what I hope to accomplish in my professional career, that I can help people find that context that actually relates to them.
And so when someone makes a connection with you, I mean, what actually has them do that in the first place? You know, what has the person get in touch with you and say, you know, I think I'd like to take a look at some things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically what they would do is they have the ability to contact me through my website, which is thetheamybrock.com, which explains all the services and what I do. I actually host workshops. I have one coming up April 16th up in Orlando to teach about intuition. I hold brunches all over the country. I do phone calls. I can do in-person in Orlando. So it just depends on what they're seeking. I can do Skype. So I have clients all over the country. I've even have them outside of the country. So if they want that connection with me, what we would do is establish what it is that they're looking for, whether it's connecting with a deceased loved one or if it's just kind of connecting within their own spirit's voice to find out what it is they want to know more about their own journey. And then we can kind of develop a plan. I do something very commonly. One of my most popular services is called a soul interview, which basically gives me the time to interview your soul and see what it has to say to you as far as where you're at in your soul path, and perhaps if you believe in spirit guides, what your spirit guides would give you as far as information and guidance and how to evolve, how to learn in a different way or to kind of accomplish healing. That kind of is determined at the time of the service for us to see which direction we end up going, but that's kind of the essence of what happens when you actually get to meet with me.
Now, so when a person decides to make a connection or to get in touch with you, for instance, I know that it's probably very varied, but with the many people that have connected with you, what are some of the things that showed up for them or that they felt or something particular that may have been going on with them that had them finally just go, okay, you know, I need to get some help or I need to make some kind of a connection with somebody who can understand what's happening?
Right. So, you know, it depends on, you know, what their issue is. But when they come in, usually because I come from my background is actually in counseling and mental health. I don't know that I mentioned that before, but with my readings, I think what's unique is that I kind of can look at the physical side of things as well as the emotional and the spiritual all together. And so a lot of times people just come with me and they'll just say, I'm lost. I don't know what it is I need to do next, or I'm stuck, or I feel stagnant in my life choices. Mm-hmm. And so what I will do is actually have them extend their energy to me, and we'll find out what's the reason why they're stuck. Sometimes the past life trauma that is shapes the filter or the experiences and choices that they've made. Sometimes the current life, you know, decision that they've made, that they're kind of, you know, a relationship that they've felt still they can't let go of because there's an energetic exchange that's happened between them and that person. So then I'll give instruction on how to release from that, as well as heal traumas. I'll just kind of give you a quick example. I was actually in New York this past week, and I was working up there, and, you know, I had this disheveled man sit next to me on the train, and he was an alcoholic. I could smell that, and I just could tell that he was emotionally just kind of had some concerns, and I just had him sat beside me naturally, and I just kind of shared with him a little bit about what I do, and, you know, we talked about, you know, where he was in life and what is it that he was fearful of, and we talk a lot about fear because fear is the opposite of love, and that comes up a lot in the readings. We're understanding, is it my ego or my fear-based, you know, mind that's making these decisions for me and that's why I feel stuck? Or am I judging myself, that which is also part of the ego? Or am I coming from a place of love and allowing to embrace what it is that has been designed for me, good or bad? What learning experience is there for me to understand? And when I was talking with him, it was actually interesting. His sister had actually, I'd start picking up her energy, and I said to him, I was like, you know, I can tell you and your sister were really close, and, you know, I could feel her around you, actually, and I wanted to ask you, I was like, you know, what is it about her and flowers? There's just something about her and flowers. And he said, you know, I'm not really sure what the connection is to her and flowers. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know. I said, just, you know, is there anything that you think of about flowers? And he goes, actually, it's funny you say that now that I think about it. He said her name was Lily. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Because, you know, that was proof in that moment, right, that his sister's spirit was alive, which is part of my job to prove the spirit has survived, the soul has survived, because that shows that our loved ones are around us and they are with us. And they do make their presence be known. And just in that little experience, that gave him a sense of, wow, my loved one's with me. And sometimes when we feel alone and we feel like there's nowhere else to go, you know, or there's no one else that's there for us, we just have to, somehow I get the blessing of the opportunity to say, you're not alone. Let me show you how. This is what I can see about your life. How would I know those things if, 'cause I didn't know you before you walked to my office. And that's just a kind of an example of how I can help you connect with something that might be spiritually profound, or might you have a moment where you understand there's a spiritual realm that's there that's aiding in your help. And if I can help do that, then I think I've done my job.
And I know that there are a lot of you know, men and women and children who are working through a lot of things. And I'm saying this simply because just a couple weeks ago, I ended up having a discussion with a person, and this person's family, basically, you know, a lot of the family was going through many things, and including, you know, the children. And it seemed like that there is a lot, the way I like to say it, Amy, is there's a lot of opportunity going on. It's a, you know, we all, many of us knew years ago as we started down this path that there was something down the road that, you know, was pretty huge. And I believe that we are at that time. I believe that we are definitely in the middle of a very, very powerful energy time. And I mean that in the way that it is a very positive thing. And this is what I like to say to people, you know, just when there's shifting and change, that means growth. That means more opportunity for self and those around you. And like you said, that, you know, the whole the whole word fear, which is you know, you remember the saying that you probably heard many times in your life that, you know, fear is basically, how is the saying now? The word fear, oh goodness, I'm trying to remember how it goes.
Do you mean what the acronym of fear means? Like fear, it's basically it's fear is realness appearing falsely.
Yes,
is that
yes,
what you
yes,
mean?
Yes,
that
yes.
analogy?
Yes. It's so wild. I was ready to come right out, and all of a sudden, blank, it went.
Yeah, no.
False evidence is appearing real,
yes. Exactly. There you go. I knew the concept. I couldn't remember myself the exact words, but yeah, I gotcha.
That's what was going on in my head as well. So you're located in Orlando, but as we already spoke a little bit about, you actually work with people all over, is that correct?
That's true. I have clients all over the world that we speak to over the phone or through Skype. And so, you know, we have the opportunity to do that, you know, reading and kind of interview the spirit and the souls to find out what it is that for some of us, you know, it gets hard because if we do feel stuck or lost, sometimes it's helpful for someone to be a reflective mirror or a channel that helps us to kind of sort through the energetic mess or cluster that we might find ourselves in. You know, and I just kind of feel like I'm just a physical guide to help you on your path and your journey and, you know, understand and sort out what it is that you need to learn or how I can help you get to that place of learning and resolution. I do believe that prior coming into this earth that we kind of had an awareness of some of the choices we'd make or some of the challenges that we have, but we knew that the learning that we were going to have in this earth was going to be so helpful for our soul's evolution that we chose it. So sometimes it's trying to understand why we're in the situation that we're in and how do we move past that lesson so we can get the next level of learning that our soul has contracted to get. And I think that's part of what I do with my life coaching is kind of talk about how we can get there.
And I know that this was mentioned just very, very briefly, but your consults, especially for someone who's just hearing this, and by the way, listeners, we are doing an interview with Amy Brock, spiritual intuitive life coach, and is the chief visionary officer of what's called Fresh Health and Life Spas and Inspired Visionary Services. And for your contact information, you can reach her at 404, let me just make sure I have, okay, I'm sorry, 407-897-2211. Again, Amy's number is 407-897-2211. And the web address, as she mentioned earlier, is www.the, or should say A, B, because it's an A following there, the word the, Amy, Brock, BROCK.com. And Amy, one of the things that I was going to mention just now was the consultations for someone who's just learning about you. They could actually have a complimentary, it's 15 minutes, I believe.
We can do a 15-minute consultation if someone calls and mentions that they've heard of me on the Blogspot Radio, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because I know I had read a little bit about that in my notes. I thought that I had seen that in your information, and of course that's a great way for people to get a little taste, and then you'll be able to realize, I'm sure, that there is definitely an opportunity for you to share in more depth with Amy and to work through some really powerful things. The events, you did mention the one in April, so all of that information is on the website, correct?
Yes, if you go to the page and it talks about the events that are coming up, that one, April 16th is, I taught an intuitive workshop in January, and it's kind of like the next level up where we really talk about psychic ability. So if you're wondering if you have the ability to have, you know, if you're intuitively inclined, which again, all of us have some ability, and you want to kind of sort out the next level of what that means for you and determine, are you a feeler? Are you a knower? Do you see things? Do you hear things? We'll kind of be talking about that in the workshop and kind of giving you, you know, like a little survey of who it is that you are and then help you kind of hone that in a little bit, give you some basics, and also do energy management. Like a lot of us take on the emotions of people that are around us, because we're sensitive and we feel their emotions and we take it on, right? And then we were like, gosh, why did I talk to that person? I feel drained and or I feel exhausted emotionally because there's an emotional exchange for people who are sensitive. We feel that from each other. And so we'll be talking about that as well as how to manage, you know, your own boundaries just spiritually, which a lot of us need help with. We take on too much and don't give enough to ourselves, and you know, and as well as just kind of learning a little bit more about how to get more in tune with your own intuition so that you can trust it when you're making decisions, because a lot of us don't trust ourselves, and sometimes that's the hardest part. To recognize, is that thought coming from our mind or is it coming from our soul? And the distinguishing between the two is very different between the instinct and the intuition. You know, the instinct is more of the impulse to get safety, where the intuition would kind of look at an approach to handle a situation based on some sensory knowledge.
On a deeper
level,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be based in fear. It's going to be based in a place of love. Absolutely.
And, of course, listeners, I would venture to say, and Amy can comment on this, that when we're talking about all of this, it's yes, it can be personal, of course, but also this, I should say, and this also extends over into business. So I would think that, you know, people both in their personal and their business lives could dramatically, you know, improve in different areas.
Yeah, absolutely. We can cover business relationships, personal relationships, the relationship you have with yourself. I mean, heck, I even do dogs and animals sometimes. So, you know, according to you got stress with your favorite pet, we can kind of cover all of those things. Or children. I think the main goal is to get more in tune and more connected to who you really are and what your own soul's voice has to say to you. And then, you know, if you've got a deceased loved one that you aren't sure if they're around, or you're worried about their you know, their current condition or state, those are things that a lot of times in a reading they will reveal themselves to us and provide evidential information that only you would know or they would know, that we can say yes, that this is going to give you proof that they are still very much alive. Their spirit, we can't see them with our physical eyes anymore, but my spiritual eyes can help you gain information on how to connect with them
and
get some healing with
that. Right. Many people go through life really, you know, noticing this about themselves as far as what we spoke earlier in this interview, and that is that they can feel certain things, they sense certain things, they perhaps even see certain things. And it's such a beautiful thing what we come in with. And what an even more beautiful thing when that can be nurtured instead of made to be taboo.
Absolutely. And that's something that I had to work through myself as an adult to kind of embrace my divine creation, and my one of my soul purposes is to be here as a, you know, a conduit to serve. And you know, even at my age, I struggled with that because it is taboo and it can be very highly judged and concerned and fearful. But I can say that I'm not alone. I've found many people that are like-minded, as well as obviously these people, the people, the listeners that are out there and you're hearing this right now. If, you know, you're not alone, if you're feeling sensitivities or you're feeling energies around you, these things are real. You're not crazy. And it's a matter of understanding a little bit more about that. And those are kind of things sometimes in the readings that I do end up mentoring a little bit about how you perceive energy and how you connect with it. That's another topic of conversation that we can have, so you can manage and develop your own ability, because I don't want people to be dependent upon me. I want them to get skills and knowledge that can actually help them on their path and to understand that they're so capable.
Right. Well, and I'm really happy that Amy did say that, listeners, because one of the things that I too feel is very important is helping a person develop their own inner soul and not have an outside source be the thing that they depend on for their well-being. And I know that a lot of that does go on in the world, and it's a beautiful thing to see as it shifts and people trust You know, this is really great. The whole topic. At another time, you and I will have another conversation. But one of the things that I was thinking too is that this event in April, I'm going to take another look at that and see if there are some people from around here who would like to drive that way.
I would love that. We have lots of people that have traveled from the East Coast to come over. We've had that in our January, and it would be really worth the while.
Yeah, well, this is the Sarasota area.
Uh-huh.
This is actually the west coast of Florida.
The west coast. Sarasota. I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay. Now, and like I said, another time we'll have to talk a little bit in depth because these topics are always very, very interesting for me because I would have to say that I'm definitely one of those people who came in remembering, and I can relate to you with what you're saying about, you know, the different things that you experienced or had to walk through in order to just not, you know, just be able to express what you're really feeling without feeling fear, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of times, you know, I worked in a couple of different professions before I found this new peaceful place, and I think a lot of times it takes us to go through lots of struggle and trials until we wake up and really pay attention to what our soul is trying to communicate to us, that you've been created divinely for a specific purpose. There's no doubt in my mind for that, that all of us have been created for some
Absolutely.
Divine purpose, and that we all are essentially all have light to bear and to share with each other. And so it's just a matter of not being fearful to do that and to let that be seen, because we need
Absolutely.
Each other, and the more light, the better. Absolutely.
And, you know, this would be a good time, since we're coming to the end of our interview. I'd like to share this. There's a gentleman who came into my life when we had the Holistic Life Center in the Cleveland, Ohio area, which was like one of the first ones that had ever existed. It was back in 1995, 6, 7, 8. And we opened it and had, you know, people came from all over the country to facilitate workshops, et cetera. And I met this one gentleman, and it was definitely one of those very, very intense, very universally set experiences that, you know, that we met each other. But at one point, he wrote me a note, and I would have to say that I probably share what I'm going to say right now a number of times each and every week to people. And that simply is, the one, whatever it is for someone, the one became many in order to express its love.
Beautiful.
And I read those words, Amy, and I just went, oh, my God. That's it, you know, that's it. And sometimes I'll interchange it and say, you know, the one became many in order to express itself. And that, you know, I like that equally as well. So on that note, listeners, I would like Amy to go ahead and once again tell you how to go to her website and her phone number, and a brief mention again before closing about the event.
Absolutely. So listeners, if you'd like to reach me and get a reading with me, please look at my website at www.theamybrock.com, and that's TheAmyBrock. My cell phone number, or a way you can contact me, leave a message, is 347-827-0115. That's 347-827-0115. And my office number was mentioned before as well, 407-897-2211 in Orlando. And just leave a message, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. And, you know, the last thing I just want to say is thank you for having me so much and to be able to share a little bit about who I am. And I hope that the purpose of my creation is fulfilled and I can serve many more of you. And I really, my kind of personal mantra is I like to leave people better than when I found them and to help people live inspired. And I write a spirituality blog as well.
Oh, okay. So people can actually interact.
Yeah,
on
and
the
I was
blog.
gonna mention that if you wanted to check out my it's called Live Inspired with Amy. With Amy Brock at .blogspot.com. So if you want to check out the writings or spiritual impressions that I've kind of my story in a little bit more details, you can also find that on my website as well as check out the blog. But again, Live Inspired, it's just what I want people to know, and that if you can live inspired, you will have just such a more fulfilling and peaceful life. And I hope to leave that as my legacy.
Absolutely. And Amy, it's been a pleasure. And again, you and I will talk further very shortly and go over a couple things. And also, listeners, Amy is going to be in this upcoming issue of our Healthy Referral newspaper. So you'll want to make mental note of that as well. And Amy, thank you so very much. And I look forward to our further conversations. And you have an awesome weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. And I wish you a well weekend as well.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And listeners, again, give Amy Brock a call and or go to her website. And remember, the event that's coming up, the office number, which is one that I have that I was giving, is 407-897-2211. That's 407-897-2211. You can go to www.theamyrock.com. So it's theamybrock.com. And we will see you next week here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so much, and we wish you all that is good.